This podcast was recorded on the land of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. The Beanies wish to pay their respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Maybe we should say thank you when we
Mr.
sneeze.
Mr. Grown Up went home for spaghetti.
It's time to close your eyes and wake your imagination.
I do like balls.
The board in the car.
Let's ask.
Professor Know
It
All.
What's the finest specimen you have?
It's relish.
Oh,
man.
Mamma mia. Now the Mona Lisa has the blues.
This is the Beanie Show and Tell.
Hi, Mini Beanies.
Today we have another show and tell with Arthur. Hi, Arthur.
Hi, Arthur.
Hi, Arthur.
Hi, Beanies. My name's Arthur and I'm 4 years old. My sister Harriet makes lots of funny sounds like ah and eh.
Ah.
Eh.
So your sister Harriet makes funny noises. Do you think Harriet's a little sister, a little baby? Do you think that's why?
Yeah.
Is that baby noises?
Maybe she's finding her big girl voice.
But in the process, she's going, ah, and
eh. Ah, ah.
And she also laughs when I pull funny faces at her.
She laughs when you pull funny faces. I think everyone laughs when you pull funny faces.
Oh, love a good funny face.
Yeah, I've got a question. It's why do people say terribly smart when it's not terrible?
That is very clever. So what was... Why do people say that is terribly smart when it's not terrible?
Yes, because being smart is a good thing, but terrible is a bad thing. So that's very confusing, isn't it?
Well, I think English is a really complicated language, and we're probably very lucky that we speak English as our first language because it's a really hard one to learn because there's lots of rules, but a lot of the time, all of those rules also have exceptions to those rules, which means that sometimes those rules aren't rules. So it's very complicated.
And sometimes words have double meanings that don't make any sense. Like if you left the tap running, like that means the tap has water coming out of it. Not that the tap is running around your house.
No, the tap hasn't run away.
It doesn't have legs.
Yeah.
And sometimes there's words that are spelt exactly the same, but you say them differently, like live and live. They're spelt exactly the same, but they mean different things and you say
also,
them differently.
And also bow, like a hair bow, and bow, like take a bow, they're spelt the same.
I think with terribly, sometimes people use that word to describe something that is like lots. If it's terribly cold, it's really cold. It's terribly hard. It's really hard. So if something's terribly smart, it's really, really smart.
That's a very good explanation.
What do you think about that? Do you think we figured it out?
I think we have. And I think we should make up our own one. Like...
What's another example?
Something is handsomely smelly. Oh, that's
is handsomely
good.
Smelly something that smells good or
well,
something that's very smelly?
Well, that's because I was trying to do what Arthur was doing and use one bad one and one good one. So handsome is good and smelly is not so good. So handsomely smelly.
I think that's a pretty...
Nice.
Ah, I made a dinner last night that was handsomely smelly.
Oh. Was it also deliciously gross?
It was one of those things.
Thanks for your great question, Arthur. I think we're going to start incorporating terribly smart and handsomely smelly into what we say every day.
Bye, Beanies.
Bye, Arthur. Thank you so much for coming to Show and Tell.
Bye.
That was terribly nice to talk to you.
Yeah.
Do you have a question for the Beanies, like...
What is your favourite dinosaur?
Do you have something to show the Beanies, like...
I have a pet puppy dog.
We want to hear from you, so ask your big person to help record your voice and send it to the Beanies.
Send it to hello@thebeanies.com.au.
And keep listening to the Beanies podcast to hear your own show and tell.
We can't wait to hear what you have to show and tell us.
Maybe we should say thank you when we
Mr. Grown Up went home for...
spaghetti.
Time to close your eyes and wake your imagination.
I do like balls.
The board in the car.
Let's ask.
Professor Know
It
All.
What's the finest specimen you have?
It's relish.
Oh,
man.
Mamma mia. Now the Mona Lisa has the blues.
This is the Beanie Show and Tell.